综合模拟演练八，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
Hurry up, Mom. The taxi has come and is waiting downstairs.
Just a second, honey. I'll get some food in the kitchen. The meals on the train are terrible. Text 2.
My father does a lot of business and travels a lot. I like his job.
Are you going to study international business at university then?
I have not made up my mind yet, but very probably, yes.
Text 3.
Shouldn't we invite Kathy to the party tonight?
Invite Kathy? She's the one who's planning the whole thing. Text 4. Alan, you're back. How was your vacation?
Just don't ask. I wish I had never had it.
What went wrong?
What didn't go wrong? That would be a better question.
Text 5.
Which museum would you like to go and visit, Mary?
What about the Science Museum? So far as I know, it's free.
No, not anymore. It used to be free, but now you have to pay to get in.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。请第六段材料回答第六七题。
Let's sit here near the window.
It's so nice here, cool and comfortable.
Shall we have some soup first?
No, thank you. I don't like soup.I'd rather have some fruit juice to start with.
Okay, and what about the main course? Which would you prefer to have, fish or meat?
Fish, I think.
Oh, I thought you liked meat.
I do, but I like fish better.
Let's sit here near the window.
It's so nice here, cool and comfortable.
Shall we have some soup first?
No, thank you. I don't like soup. I'd rather have some fruit juice to start with.
Okay, and what about the main course? Which would you prefer to have, fish or meat?
Fish, I think.
Oh, I thought you liked meat.
I do, but I like fish better.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
Your passport, please.
Okay.
What is the purpose of your visit?
I'm here to attend a teaching meeting for the first part of my trip, and then I plan on touring the capital for a few days.
Where will you be staying?
I'll be staying in a room at a hotel downtown for the whole week.
What do you have in your luggage?
Oh, well, just my personal belongings. Clothes, a few books, and a CD player.
Okay. Please open your bag.
Sure.
Okay. Everything is fine. By the way, is this your first visit to the country?
Well, yes and no. Actually, I was born here when my parents were working in the capital many years ago, but this is my first trip back since then.
Well, enjoy your trip.
Thanks.
Your passport, please.
Okay.
What is the purpose of your visit?
I'm here to attend a teaching meeting for the first part of my trip, and then I plan on touring the capital for a few days.
Where will you be staying?
I'll be staying in a room at a hotel downtown for the whole week.
What do you have in your luggage?
Oh, well, just my personal belongings. Clothes, a few books, and a CD player.
Okay. Please open your bag.
Sure.
Okay. Everything is fine. By the way, is this your first visit to the country?
Well, yes and no. Actually, I was born here when my parents were working in the capital many years ago, but this is my first trip back since then.
Well, enjoy your trip.
Thanks.
Hi, Lucy. Where are you going?
I'm on my way to the library.
I just wondered if you wanted to go to a movie with me.
I'd love to, but I can't. I can't believe all the work I have this semester. I only have 3 classes, but in all of them, I have lots of reading, term papers, reports, and essay exams. It's terrible. I feel like I'll never get through everything.
That's terrible. I felt that way last year when I had term papers to write. But this term seems much easier. I spend a lot of time in class, but most of it is in labs doing experiments. I hated writing all those term papers. Can't I take you to the show anyway? I've heard that the movie is really good. It's a murder mystery.
Oh, now I'm sure I won't go. I might go to a comedy, but I hate murder mysteries.
Hi, Lucy. Where are you going?
I'm on my way to the library.
I just wondered if you wanted to go to a movie with me.
I'd love to, but I can't. I can't believe all the work I have this semester. I only have 3 classes, but in all of them, I have lots of reading, term papers, reports, and essay exams. It's terrible. I feel like I'll never get through everything.
That's terrible. I felt that way last year when I had term papers to write, but this term seems much easier. I spend a lot of time in class, but most of it is in labs doing experiments. I hated writing all those term papers. Can't I take you to the show anyway? I've heard that the movie is really good. It's a murder mystery.
Oh, now I'm sure I won't go. I might go to a comedy, but I hate murder mysteries.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十七题。
So, Peter, you're going to tell us your unusual experience.
Well, to go back to the beginning, I went to study design after leaving school, and I was there for 2 years. And when I left college, I decided to go off and see a bit of the world.
Where did you go?
Well, a friend of mine got a job in Brazil, so I decided to go and have a look at Brazil.And I had a wonderful time. The social life was very good, and I made a lot of wonderful friends. Some of these friends then decided to drive up to the USA. It seemed like a very good opportunity to see some more of the world, so I joined them. But we had a terrible experience in Central America. We were forced away by bad men, believe it or not.And it was 2 years before I got away from them.
What a terrible experience. So, Peter, you're going to tell us your unusual experience.
Well, to go back to the beginning, I went to study design after leaving school, and I was there for 2 years. And when I left college, I decided to go off and see a bit of the world.
Where did you go?
Well, a friend of mine got a job in Brazil, so I decided to go and have a look at Brazil. And I had a wonderful time. The social life was very good, and I made a lot of wonderful friends. Some of these friends then decided to drive up to the USA. It seemed like a very good opportunity to see some more of the world, so I joined them.But we had a terrible experience in Central America. We were forced away by bad men, believe it or not, and it was 2 years before I got away from them.
What a terrible experience.
听第十段材料，回答第十八至二十题。
Television was not made by just one person. It took many years and many different people to make television work.A lot of work on television began in the 1930s. England set up the British Broadcasting Corporation at this time, and in the United States, the National Broadcasting Company and the Columbia Broadcasting System began. In 1936, CBS put 150 televisions into homes in New York City in order to see if all the televisions were able to get a show at the same time.Much of the work underway at the BBC during the 1930s and 1940s came to an end because of World War II. After the war, the BBC fell behind the work on television that was going on in the United States. England had to rebuild itself after the war. By 1945, there were 10,000 televisions in homes in the United States.This number climbed to 6 million by 1950. Then the number shot up to 60 million by 1960. Today, 98% of all homes in the United States have at least one television. People in the United States usually watch several hours of television each day. They also have the choice of watching free programs, cable television, or satellite television.
Television was not made by just one person. It took many years and many different people to make television work. A lot of work on television began in the 1930s. England set up the British Broadcasting Corporation at this time, and in the United States, the National Broadcasting Company and the Columbia Broadcasting System began. In 1936, CBS put 150 televisions into homes in New York City in order to see if all of the televisions were able to get a show at the same time. Much of the work underway at the BBC during the 1930s and 1940s came to an end because of World War II. After the war, the BBC fell behind the work on television that was going on in the United States. England had to rebuild itself after the war. By 1945, there were 10,000 televisions in homes in the United States. This number climbed to 6 million by 1950. Then the number shot up to 60 million by 1960. Today, 98% of all homes in the United States have at least one television. People in the United States usually watch several hours of television each day. They also have the choice of watching free programs, cable television, or satellite television.